back now with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. Actor Ed Asner is probably best known for two television roles, his funny portrayal of gruff TV news director Lou Grant in The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and his serious portrayal of the same character in the later show called Lou Grant. But Asner's latest role is often at odds with a journalist.
The play is called The Soap Myth, and Asner plays Milton Saltzman, an older curmudgeonly Holocaust survivor trying to convince a magazine journalist of the truth of an atrocity perpetrated by the Nazis during World War II. The work, which was written by playwright Jeff Cohen, will be performed Monday evening in Milwaukee's Congregation Shalom. Ed Asner and Jeff Cohen join us by phone ahead of that performance. Thanks so much to both of you.
Glad to be with you.
Thank you so much for making this happen.
Jeff Cohen, what was the touchstone for you that led you to write this play?
Around 2002, a gentleman came up to me after a performance at my theater. He was an elderly gentleman. He gave me a manila envelope. He said, "You give free tickets to my senior center, and I like what you do here. Take a look at this. Maybe there's something you can do with it." And that was the one and only time that I ever met him. His name was Morris Spitzer. And in the envelope was a magazine called Moment and an article called Slippery History about his interest and crusade in the issue of the Nazi atrocity of soap and its inclusion in Holocaust Museum. And then it took me a long time to figure out whether I could and then how I could turn it into a play.
Well, and Ed Asner, at this stage of your career, I imagine you can be pretty choosy about the roles you take on. What did you especially appreciate about how Jeff Cohen put this script together?
It's a beautiful play. It is designed for my qualities as best as anything has ever been described for me. And I wear it like a glove. So why shouldn't I do it?
Well, agreed. Does it surprise you, either of you, really, that in 2019, 74 years after the end of World War II, that the questions that this play raises would still be so relevant?
Yeah, I don't know how relevant they are in actuality. You certainly don't hear a lot of talk from memorial attendees about soap, the manufacture of soap, but it seems to be a description of the status quo on soap with the memorialists.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think is important for people to know is the play is sort of it's about soap, but it's about much larger issues as well. And one of the things that audiences have found is that this notion of how do you write history, who has the right to write history, and then it goes into things like alternative facts and Holocaust denial, and those are things which unfortunately are very relevant today. I wish they weren't. I wish that the play wasn't timely, but unfortunately it is, and that's where I think some of its importance comes from.
Well, and one of the issues that stays with me is this question of what the journalist's responsibility is in covering a story like this. What did you want Annie Bloomberg, she's the journalist in this play, to be wrestling with as she writes her story about the soap myth? And really what she's doing is profiling Milton.
Yeah, so it's an interesting thing. The journalist in this play is a little bit of a stand-in for me. It's sort of my way into telling all aspects of the story. And the journalist, you know, goes through a journey. She learns that the stuff that they taught her in college in journalism classes aren't necessarily applicable to real-world situations, where she gets into a relationship with this incredibly powerful, fierce, and ultimately very tragic Holocaust survivor. And she's caught between him and the Holocaust historians, who have a different agenda. One of the preeminent Holocaust historians in the world is a gentleman named Michael Barenbaum, and he observed about the play that it depicts the tension between the witness, the survivor, and the historian, and sometimes those don't mesh very well. And then ultimately, the journalist encounters a very charismatic, very cheerful, very winning Holocaust denier, a character named Brenda Goodson. And she realizes that, you know, that that there's much larger things going on than whether or not a historian thinks that the Germans made soap, that the issues are far larger and more important than that.
That there's some hope that that this can be a black and white issue, but really this is there are many shades of gray on all sides of it.
Yes, and one of the things, you know, that's wonderful about Ed's portrayal of the Holocaust survivor is that, you know, he sees the world in black and white because he is the embodiment of what happened. This character lived through it, and he is the living history of it. And he demands to be heard. He demands to be taken seriously. He demands to be respected. And that's one of the lessons, I hope, of the play, which is that the people who live through it, and also their children and their grandchildren, who are affected in a very personal way. You know, these are people that, whether or not there's, you know, there's a misremembered thing or a faulty memory, is irrelevant to the fact that they are the history, and we have to preserve and revere that history.
Now, Ed Asner, I realize that playing an iconic journalist on television and being a journalist are two different things. But in playing Milton, is there a certain appreciation you have for how he deals with Annie, the journalist in this play?
Well, he's brutal with her. And, I mean, he gives her a sharp slap of a wake-up call, and she responds. He didn't need the intensity of what he gives her. Well, maybe it did. Maybe it did. I'd have to ask the author.
So, as we're having this conversation, it is the middle of Passover, which is a time that Jews think back on their deliverance, not just from the Egyptians in the days of pharaohs, but from bondage and persecution at other times. Do the two of you think, are there questions you would hope that Jews in particular ask themselves when they experience this play?
I do very specifically, especially now. My hope is that Jews will reflect upon the fact that not only is anti-Semitism on the rise, not only is violence against Jews on the rise, but all sorts of prejudice is on the rise. Islamophobia is on the rise. Hatred towards brown people, people that are the other. And that it's very important for Jewish people to understand that if you're going to be up in arms about anti-Semitism, you must also be up in arms about Islamophobia and all of the others, because they all come from the same root cause. And
hear, hear.
It's the tradition of Judaism to identify and to take up for the society's victims, the poor, the people that don't have their voice is heard.
I guess I'm curious to have you reflect on the same question, whether there's something that you hope that the Jews in the audience will reflect on in particular.
Well, I would hope that they would admire and emulate the man who withstands the officialdom of the Jewish story, if each individual in our world could challenge the authorities as he does, repulse them for lack of delivery, I would be terribly gratified.
One of the things that makes Ed Asner so so brilliant in this role and so right for it is that he has demonstrated his entire life that he is not afraid to say what's on his mind. He's not afraid to say what's unpopular because it's true. Ed Asner will not ever be silenced. And I think that's an incredibly heroic and important quality. And it's also hopefully a quality that the character that I wrote, Milton Saltzman, also shares with him.
Ed Asner, can
those in power will refer to me as a schmuck. But we'll talk about and forge ahead. And I will be endeared to Jeff Cohn for the rest of my life for the praise he has heaped upon me.
Well, and I had one more question for you, Ed Asner, and that is, when was it? What, you know, how did you learn that it was important to speak these kinds of messages to people in authority? What was it about you as you were coming of age as an actor that taught you this lesson?
I don't know. I really don't know. I do know that when something is glaring, when a lie is glaring, and no one rises to challenge it, it's an offense to God, if nobody else. Will no one say something?
I guess one more question for you, Jeff Cohen, and that is, when you first met the person that became the inspiration for this play, Morris, in 2002, are you any more certain in your mind about the questions that you raise in the play?
You know, as far as soap is concerned, you know, where I stand on it is that I do believe that there were successful experiments and that a certain quantity of soap was made. I also don't necessarily believe that that it was mass manufactured. But I also think that those questions are somewhat irrelevant. The idea that that a people can so be consumed with arrogance and hatred that they would conceive of the idea of making human soap shows, you know, just the depths to which human beings, you know, can fall and can sink. And so I think we need to confront those things. I think we need to confront those issues that live within ourselves and make better choices. The Nazis were very successful in demonstrating to the world that for the first time it was possible to exterminate an entire group of people. And unfortunately, the despots and the murderers since World War II have used what the Nazis did as a blueprint for committing other genocides. And people, unfortunately, do not stand up against this, and so it gets repeated. And it's people like Ed Asner and other people that I know and people hopefully in your audience that, you know, that we need to rely on to stand up and say, when something is wrong, it is wrong. When it needs to be stopped, it must be stopped.
Well, Jeff Cohen, it's a truly powerful play. Thank you so much for sharing the story of it. And Ed Asner, thank you so much for your time and for your lifetime of work.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Mitch.
Ed Asner is a 7-time Emmy and 5-time Golden Globe Award-winning actor. He will star in the play The Soap Myth, which was written by Jeff Cohen. They both joined us by phone. The play is presented by Holocaust Education Resource Center in Milwaukee and will be on stage Monday night at Congregation Shalom in Fox Point.